You've come to the place where you've surrendered your will. Okay. I would be a fool if I were to stand here and tell you it's easy. There's no ecstasy in that. There's no shouting in that. There's no outward display in that. That, my friend, takes death. I'm talking about death. I'm talking about a death to self. And you can't follow or be led of the Spirit until, first of all, two wills have become as one, His will. That's the middle of it. When you get to the place where you know not how to pray, and there isn't a single one of us here in this place who worship today, but what sometime or another, if you're one of God's children, you've got to the place where you have known not how to pray. You want God's will more than anything else in the world. You need His will. You want His will. And you know not how to pray. Remember, there is one who knows the perfect will of God. And God has a perfect will for some of you. You are living in God's permissive will. If you could only know, if you could only know, my brethren sitting here on this platform with me today, I single you out just as a group, as an example. If sitting here, you could really know the perfect will of God for you, you'd be astounded, you'd be amazed. But you can't have that perfect will until you pay that price of full surrender of death to self. And most of us are still living in God's permissive will. There's more. There's when you know not how to pray, you come. My friend, we've got to learn the secret of silence. No one teaches silence anymore. There's strength in being still and letting Him speak. And he who knows the perfect will of God will speak to your heart. Do you really know the personality of the Holy Spirit? Do you really, do you really, do you really? Do you know that wonderful fellowship of the Holy Spirit? Oh, there's ecstasy, of course, in that moment when you receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. But the thrill of it all. And no one can know that close fellowship of the Holy Spirit until after they have been filled with the Spirit. You can. I couldn't live. I wouldn't want to live. One day, without the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, I know a little of what Paul was talking about when he talked about the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we see that marvelous grace manifested. Where would any of us be without it? Not one of us merit the smallest blessing from his hand. And every miracle service, I stand awed when I see the grace of the Lord manifested in the most unlikely people who receive their healing. And I don't understand why that one was healed. I don't know. I don't understand. Someone who's never served God a day in his life, and yet that one is instantly more healed of the power of God. What is it? His grace. And we're living in an hour of great grace and mercy. And the love of God. And where would any of us be without that love? I'm staking everything I have on his love. Taking everything. But there's more. The life that I'm talking about is a lonely life. Sometimes I feel like the loneliest person in the whole world. Just say, Catherine Kuhlman, how can you say that with the thousands and thousands of people? I know, that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. When they see me, please pray. Please pray. I seldom get a letter, but what it begins with, please pray. I seldom get a telegram, but what it begins with, please pray. I never meet a person on the street. Please pray. I never get on an elevator, but please pray. That responsibility, sometimes I wish you had never called me. The responsibility of it all. I represent him. To those who cannot see him. That's the reason it's so important to be led of the Spirit. That's the reason it's so important not to have a will of one's own. That's the reason these things, you remember something. My responsibility to him as a Christian is no greater than yours. What I'm talking about is a lonely life. But oh, that fellowship of the Holy Spirit. That marvelous fellowship of the Holy Spirit. It's something that's constant. It's something that's intangible and yet it's tangible. Do you know what it's like for him to take your body until you feel that you're not in the flesh? And that body is yours when you can't go any longer. And there are times you feel my legs won't hold the body any longer. And there's times that I've used my mind. And there's times I've gone without sleep for so long. And I have an audience to face and you're there. And I die a thousand deaths before I just come out on that platform and face that audience, because I know I'm facing those. It's the lost hope. And I'm dependent on the Holy Spirit. And I remember that Jesus staked everything he had on the Holy Spirit. And if the Holy Spirit didn't fail him, he'll not fail me either. Fellowship. That glorious fellowship. And he strengthens you. And somehow he pulls you close to himself. And he gives you visions of that which is to come. And you find yourself communing with him. There's silence. But over the power of the thrill of it all. That's the reason I'm talking about something that says reveal. That's God himself. I'm talking about something that could you breathe. Literally, you could just breathe in of the presence of the Holy Spirit. That's the reason I say to you, marvel not. When just sitting in an auditorium like that, just sitting here as you're sitting now, I'm talking about the greatest power in the whole world. We need to catch a glimpse, and even more than a glimpse, of the greatest power in the world. And the greatest power in the world this hour is the power of the Holy Ghost. More than not just sitting here, we're all with one accord, and the Holy Spirit is moving upon us. That sick bodies are here, that's resurrection life. Remember, the Holy Spirit is resurrection life. It's the same power that raised Jesus from the dead. I think of that. When bodies are here, that's resurrection life. That's resurrection power. The Holy Spirit is the mighty power of the Trinity. And the same power that went into that tomb and raised Jesus from the dead is the same person, is the same power that's in this place of worship this Wednesday noon. Understand it? That's the reason some of our greatest minds can't understand miracles. They try to analyze it. You can't analyze the power of God. You can't. You can't analyze that which I've been talking about, the power of the third person of the Trinity. You cannot. There'll be those who leave this place of worship today not knowing anything about that of which I've spoken. But oh, the presence. The Holy, eyes closed just a minute. Eyes closed just a minute in this place. There was the sound of a mighty rushing wind as the Holy Ghost came upon them. The sound of a mighty rush. The same Holy Ghost, the same Holy Spirit. Jesus, everything that you and I receive in this next hour must come through Jesus. He's the one who's made it all possible. Know that. I rebuke those miracles they use in Jesus' mighty name with the power of the Spirit to go to that body. While I was speaking, there was somebody who received the healing of miracles names in this place. While I was speaking, I could have stopped for just that moment. You may not have been praying for it, but you received that healing for varicose veins. And the skin is just as smooth as it can be. I doubt whether you were even thinking about it. You were so lost yourself. I rebuke every traitor condition of those legs in the mighty name of Jesus, I give you praise. Near that same one, there's someone who has had migraine headaches. You came in this place with migraine headaches. I rebuke it in the mighty name of Jesus. I give you praise. I give you honor. I worship your wonderful Jesus. The power of the Holy Ghost is going through that body. There's another migraine headache over here to my right. There's somebody with migraine headaches. I rebuke it in the mighty name of Jesus. The power of the Holy Spirit just goes through that body. In Jesus' mighty name. There's somebody with a brace on. While I was speaking, the fire of the Holy Spirit just went through that body of yours. Take off that brace. You'll find out you've been completely healed. Wherever that person is wearing a brace. I rebuke that condition in Jesus' mighty name. As the power of God goes through that body, I give you honor, I give you praise. It's all over this place. I give you honor. Wonderful Jesus, the power of God just goes through that body. I give you praise. I give you glory. I give you praise of the power. Don't be afraid of the power of the Holy Spirit. Wonderful Jesus is through this body. I rebuke these migraines in the mighty name of Jesus. The power of the Holy Ghost just goes through this body. I give you praise. And through that body that flows the power of the Holy Ghost, all through that body that flows the power of the Holy Spirit. Take that brace off wherever that person is, the power of God goes through that body. We give you the praise, we give you the honor, we give you the glory. I know him as another with migraine. I must be obedient to the Spirit. There's another with migraine. The power of the Holy Spirit has gone through that body. I can tell you something else. I give you praise, wonderful Jesus. Somebody's ear opened in just that second. And the person hears me perfectly. That's all that I know. The ear was opened and somebody hears me perfectly. Close the ear and you can hear everything that I say. Just close that ear. Hold steady as the power of the Holy Spirit is coming through. I give you praise. I give you glory. Wherever that person is, you were not expecting it, and the ear just opened, I know. And that's the power of the Holy Spirit on this one. What is this roof right here? Dear Jesus, I give you praise. Dear Jesus, the power of the Holy Ghost has gone through this body. We give you praise. We give you glory. Every trace of this condition shall leave this body. Every trait of this condition, I rebuke these varicose veins in the mighty name of Jesus as the power of the Holy Ghost has gone through this body. I give you praise. I give you honor. Wonderful Jesus. What is this, Maggie? And what is it from? give Jesus as through this body. We give you praise, we give you honor, we give you glory, wonderful Jesus, I rebuke this suffering. And in the name of Jesus, throw this husband in for good measure, the power of God goes through his body. Let him go down here, the power goes through this body. I give you praise, I give you honor. As through this body there flows resurrection power, wonderful Jesus. I plead the blood over this body. I plead the blood. As I help her for just a minute, that's the power of God that's going through her body. All through this body. Is there no pain in that body of yours at all? Is there no pain in that body?
No, not now.
Dear Jesus, I give you praise. The power of God goes through this body. Oh, let it go, Donnie. And there's somebody with cancer, and with every bit of pain has left that body. Where are you? Wherever the person is, and every bit of pain has left that body, it's a cancer healing. Wherever that one is, the pain has left that body. Come just as quickly as you can. Every bit of pain has left that body, and it's a cancer healing. Every bit of pain has left the body. That's all that I know. The power of God has just gone through this body. What is this?
That's the neck healing.
Move it just as hard as you can. Just move it as hard as you can. Dear Jesus, I give you praise.
Is that gone?
Is it all gone?
Yes.
Move it just as hard as you can. Dear Jesus, I give you praise. The power of God gone through this body. Somebody hold down here. The power is going through. Has through this body. Father, I rebuke this demon of cancer in the mighty name of Jesus. The power of the Holy Ghost just goes through this body. I rebuke this demon of cancer in the mighty name of Jesus. What is it through here?
It was degenerated spine, and she has a heart condition. She said everything was written in here.
Is that what she was wearing?
Yes.
Come here, degenerated spine. Bend over right now. Just bend over. Just bend over right now. Just bend completely over. Just bend completely over. Dear Jesus, I give you praise. I give you glory. I worship you, Jesus. As the power of God just goes through this body. I give you praise as through this body. It's anointing on just not the spine. There's anointing. Every person with a spinal condition, stand up. Every person with a spinal condition, step out in the aisle. Take anything you want right now. Bend over. The very second that you're healed, come on up here. But don't come up until after you've been healed. Bend over. The very second. I know. Help her, Donnie. The power of God is going. Where's that ruptured disc? There's somebody with a ruptured disc. And you've been completely healed. Come on up here just quickly with that person. I know that's power on this woman. I give you praise. I give you honor. Wonderful Jesus. Go back to your doctor and have this verified. Go back to your doctor. Where's that ruptured disc that the person has been healed of? The person is completely healed. That's all that I know. Where's that arthritis of the spine? Wherever it is, bend completely over. You'll find that you have perfect movement. Perfect movement. Every trace of it is gone. I know right through there. I give you praise. Wonderful Jesus. The power of God goes through that body. What is this over here, Ruth? Just quiet, honey. What is it?
Broken back.
A broken back. Bend over right now. Bend over right now. Just bend over again. Just bend over again. Dear Jesus, I give you the praise. I give you the glory. The power of God goes through this body. Wonderful Jesus is through this body. I know. All through that body. Where's that ruptured disc? Come quickly. What is this right through here?
Back condition.
Bend over right now. Just bend completely over. Dear Jesus, I give you praise. Well, what is this, Maggie? A ruptured disc and the daughter, I know. Dear Jesus, I know, I know. I give you praise. I give you glory.
I've had a ruptured
disc. A ruptured disc. Bend over just now. Just bend over. How
you got it.
Yes, Mark, I haven't been able to.
Bend every way possible. Do everything you could not have done. Bend backwards. Do everything. Give her a great big hug. She's in the corner. Don't you get that? Don't go down your head. Don't go down your head. As through their bodies that flows the power of the Holy Spirit. Go back to your doctor. Head is all there, but is there no pain there?
No pain. No pain.
And this is your daughter?
Yes. She has rheumatoid arthritis.
Where do you people go to church?
Saginaw Hill Baptist.
Baptist? Give these Baptists a great big applause. Rheumatoid arthritis, honey, do you want part of your body?
All over.
All over. Your legs, every part of your body. Pick up your legs right now. Just pick them up. Just pick them up.
Yeah.
Is there no pain at all? Run across there. Go on. Give her a great big butt. Come on. Come out through your whole body. Rheumatoid arthritis. Were you people expecting this today?
No, not really.
Not really? Dear Jesus, just thanks to the power of God that's going to... Oh, hold them down here. Hold them both. I give you praise. Dear Jesus, bless these Baptists. Just bless them. Give them a double portion, I pray, in Jesus' mighty name. Give them a double portion. What is over here?
Arthritis of the spine.
Arthritis of the spine. Bend over right now, just bend over. Is it all gone? Bend every way. Is there no pain there?
No pain.
Not at all. Dear Jesus, just thanks. It's all. There's another ruptured disc that I haven't gotten. There's still another ruptured disc. Where are you? They are ruptured disc. Do not come up until after you've been healed. What is this over here?
A crushed vertebrae from an accident.
Where was it? Where was it? Move it. Good night. Is there no pain there?
Uh-uh.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
Move it again. Good night. And none at all. Dear Jesus, thanks. What more can we say than just thanks? Just thanks in the power of the Holy Ghost that goes through this body. Just thanks.
Thank you.
There is still somebody else wearing a brace. There is somebody else. There is somebody else giving you this good. If you have a brace on, take off that brace. You'll find out you've been completely healed. What is this?
Five vertebrae.
Dear Jesus, the power of God has gone through this body. Who are you? Is that your mother? And she's been wearing a brace? Help her up just now, if you will, please. Help her up. And it's...